No, not yet.
Hard work first, and then it becomes easier later. Cool.
Yep.
Then,
Yep.
Yep. Brilliant.
Doing the hard work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's definitely working out for us now. Like things just seem to be flowing for us, but not watching the
Good, but
family.
not for them.
It's crazy watching them. You
I
just
know. It'll
be
change
completely
soon.
different.
Yeah. I did it my way. That's what Guy says. Yep.
I
And
did it
yeah, actually,
my
that's if I was going to
way.
not be cremated, I would have put that on my as my epitaph, right? On my gravestone. I did it my way. It's one of my most favorite songs because all my life I have done it my way. And I didn't care what anybody thought. And believe me, they were very vocal. Very vocal.
Luna has a picture of herself standing up in the Yukon, and we're going to name it "I'm Still Standing."
Yeah, after all that's my
We were
book.
just talking about this morning.
What?
Well, you have to think about it. In terms of the number of people who are really awake, who aren't indoctrinated into the matrix, so to speak, and we have to remember that the awakened ones really have to be really thick-skinned and very strong.
Oh,
And
very
patient,
right.
patient, and empathetic. You
Yeah,
have to be
very empathetic,
empathetic
yeah.
because they don't
Yeah.
know any better. Even
Yeah,
though we try to tell them.
do you find yourselves becoming more hardened in that way? Like your skin's like nothing
Yeah,
really worried
separate.
you anymore. They can say whatever they want, and you sort of sit there and go, oh,
Yeah, it
okay.
doesn't matter
Let it
because you
go.
know the truth, right?
Yeah,
And it
yeah.
feels right. And so it doesn't matter what they say because
Yeah.
your truth isn't their truth. That's what we have to remember,
Yeah.
right? You can't force your truth onto them and vice versa, even though they try really hard to force theirs on ours,
Yeah,
right? But they won't listen to you. But they
we have
won't
to, re
listen to you. So, you
yeah,
know.
yeah. You have to remember they have a bad case of cognitive dissonance,
Yeah, that's really what it is.
but they don't know that or won't
No,
admit it.
no. And I find it they're really scared to admit that we're all being duped. Like I say that to them, like to all our family. I go, I've been duped too. We all have. Like we've all been suckered. From the start, you know, but they still don't. Yeah, they do not want to admit it. It's just the ego is just hanging on to dear life
Well,
there.
it's not just the ego, it's fear. It's fear, right? Because if they really take in what you're saying, then they have to face their own decisions and, in essence, face their own possible illness and, God forbid, death, right?
Yeah,
Their
exactly.
mortality. You're actually basically asking them to face their mortality. What is the Dunning-Kruger effect? What is it, Guy?
All right. Basically, it says that how do I put it? The smart people, the really smart people, are actually humble. And they know their stuff, but they are kind of a bit humble, and they don't overstate what they say. You see, they are very careful. But the more stupid people, they are actually like overconfident, and they bullshit a lot. Basically, that's what it is. It's a
Yeah.
U shape. That
Yeah.
is.
So true.
Yeah.
Like a bullshit meter.
Yeah.
It's a U shape,
So true. Is that yeah.
So on the x-axis, so the really intelligent guys, they are more confident, but not overconfident. But then on the lowest end of the scale, they are like way overconfident, you know? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm gonna look that up. I want to look that up. I think that's interesting. Thank you for mentioning that. I'm going to take that down. Yeah. Recruiter.
Do you?
Never heard of it.
I allow sharing on the screen or something on Zoom.
On Zoom?
Can you allow sharing on the screen? Screen sharing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. George, can you let him share?
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, for him?
Yes. He's asking you to share.
Oh, I see. Okay. I miss that.
Share the screen.
Yeah,
because he could show us. Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Lena. Just missed you this morning. I got woken up by my son.
Oh, I know. I saw you. I did see you, and I thought, oh, yeah, he needs to go to bed.
Yeah, just waking up off the couch.
I know. We figured you'd probably come on tonight anyway. Yeah, it's better for you guys. Yep. And that's why we're doing it.
Well, I put it on. Oops. Just up here.
You didn't find it, huh? Hold on, Dee.
Can you get it now?
There you go.
Okay, so that is your sharing. So can you allow mine?
Okay. My sharing.
You have to allow him to share.
All right.
Should have something on there.
New share, pause share.
No, allow me to share.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the option here. I see stop share, remote control. Participants. Share sound. Share, auto share, give mouse to. Okay, there you go.
All right.
I think that's it.
Take you back then. Put you back. Guy, do you have it? Where do you go?
No. I would like to share my screen.
His screen, yeah.
Oh, okay, just a sec. Just like.
Oh. Sorry, I lost you there for a while.
Yeah, we figured you'd be back soon anyway.
Let me share.
It's crazy, eh, that you've got all this great weather, Brett, and we've got a bit of snow, right? It's just not fair. Yeah.
Snow's fun, but we don't want to.
I never want to see snow again after this.
Really?
I told them I'll never be in Canada again in the wintertime after this year. That's it.
How long have you been there? Like, how long?
It's always been like, some years are worse than others, but yes, we always have snow. Always.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes it starts in October.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes it starts in January. Yeah. It just depends on our year. There we go. I think we got it, right, Guy?
Nope. I think you must allow.
I'm looking.
Participant sharing.
Yeah, I'm looking for the option, but it's not really.
The option is hide. Enable, request remote control. No. Exit full screen. No. I'm viewing your screen, but it doesn't give us the option to
switch.
To switch, yeah. I want side by side though.
I'd like to help, but I've got no idea what you're doing.
Yep, that's okay. It's a techie thing.
Yeah, I've had to do this shared out once before. I was able to do it, but for some reason right now I can't. I can't figure out why. Redo.
Maybe maybe you share your screen on and check it up on Google with the Dunning Kruger effect.
What does it say?
No, I mean look up Google on Dunning effect. Dunning Kruger effect.
Oh, looking up the Kruger, you mean?
I mean, Google up the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Next.
Dunning-Kruger effect.
It's just allowing me to share all my stuff, but I don't want to do that. This is annoying. Okay, does that help? Does that allow you?
Mute me, Gio.
Yeah, it's working now. So now what should I do?
Did you get it?
Yes. Now what shall I do? Okay, I shall share the Google. Right, can you see it? And then I type Dunning-Kruger effect. Can you see it?
Close that.
And then click on images. And then you see it's not. What's the
use?
New
options. Yeah.
Yes.
Click on what?
Dunning-Kruger effect. Can you see my shared screen?
No.
Can you see the Google?
Here we got it.
You got it, eh?
Yeah, we got the view options up the top, at the very top.
Yeah, we went to view options at the top.
What's that?
Options? We went to view options at the top, and then we did share screen.
Shared screen. Oh, and put his name on there. Oh, yeah, yeah. There you go. Show up, George, up at the top, view options.
Yeah.
Click it and then just do it under Sophus Ng.
Sorry.
His name. Take it off of yours.
Is that what you want?
That'll show you what he's trying to show us.
The Dunning-Kruger effect. That's the one?
Yeah.
I'm looking at one of them. I'm looking at one of them.
I love that. Peak of Mount Stupid and then Valley of Despair. Slope of Enlightenment.
That's it.
That's what he's been trying to show you. On the x-axis, you got the more competent people, and on the y-axis, you've got the confidence, right? So the more competent you are, of course, the more confident you are, but then there are these stupid people here who are stupid, who are not competent, but yet they are confident. You see?
Yeah. Yeah, the confidence is high, but their cognitive ability is impaired.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's because they're asleep in a program.
Yeah. I don't get it.
And they don't know it. It's crazy. That blank look on their face, it's the same with all of them. And that's how you can tell they're really programmed. Right.
Yeah. So on this graph, it sort of shows that they have to sort of, like, you got to drop right down and then build your knowledge level up to get back.
A person's insulin level, really.
Yeah, they're
very arrogant. I mean, the stupid people, the sheeple, they are very arrogant, you know?
We don't like them.
That's what I mean.
Very good. Thank you very much, Gina. That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, it really shows exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
And I'll bet that graph was created a little while ago, eh?
I mean, the scientists have been researching this. Yeah. It's like everybody says, they are more than average drivers. They are better than average computer programmers. Well, not everybody can be good, you see, but everybody says they are good.
They're good.
Yeah, so, you know, so obviously some people must be overestimating, right? Hmm. So that's the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Okay, thank you.
We have plenty of people out there.
Yeah, we all know. We all have them around us. That's the thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know? And like Glenn, you missed it. Brett was saying that they've gone back home after, 4 years or something? And they find them so different. Like their brain pattern is different than what it was because they're all jabbed, right? All their families jabbed like our families. And that is one thing that you do notice. And dementia seems to be very rampant. Okay. Yeah. And the older they are, the worse it is. But it doesn't miss the 30 and 40 year olds either. So
we
bumped into a couple the other day, about a week ago. And we haven't seen them since we'd been back to Melbourne. Like, we hadn't been here for
4 years.
And, you know, we're going on about, you know, life's lovely and we're living up north. And
they're wondering where you've been.
They came across that, we just lost our son 6 weeks ago. And they're like,
so it took that to wake them up, and they've just woken up to the whole, something's wrong. Fit as a fiddle, drop dead. Just 30, had his booster, dropped it. Yeah, 38.
Oh my goodness.
So now they had their boosters at the same time. Steve can't use one side of his body properly, so he can't lift anything. And their dementia's kicking in flat out, forgetting everything.
So those are the people that you can give the cures to.
And they're open to it now because they've seen
ivermectin as well, right? Wouldn't be a bad thing for them to be on.
Trying to give him an autopsy and they can't even give him an autopsy because the strain is
it's not the autopsy. They've found that he's
Brett, there's also a couple of cures in the newsletter as well. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And natural cures in the newsletter.
They probably in the autopsy, if they did the autopsy, they probably would have found the blood clots in the veins, right?
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, but they won't tell them what it is.
No, but we know that's what it is. And it was actually the Italians in 2020, I think it was late in 2020, when they were told not to do any autopsies when the deaths started to occur, but they did it anyway. And that was their finding. All these little
Nanites.
No, all the little blood clots in their in their veins.
Yeah, right? Nanites.
And wasn't it in England that the embalmers were finding it hard to put the solution in the veins because they were
trying
to push it in there. They couldn't know what's wrong, so they pulled the veins out.
There was a report from a number of them actually.
Yeah.
A lot of undertakers. That was a common complaint.
Yeah. So we think that's what's happened here because it's been 6 weeks.
Absolutely.
They can't see the body. They won't let them.
Because then they would be admitting. They would be admitting that the jab did something to them, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But they're not going to let it go. Yeah. They're going to fight it and just keep going. Yeah,
it's okay because they're all going to be taken to task. They're all going to be charged. So, and they shouldn't be doing any more, but they still are in different parts of the world. They still are. They're still jabbing people.
Is it easy for you guys to get ivermectin?
Is it easy? Yeah.
Yeah, for us it is.
Yeah, no, it's not for us.
You want us to send some?
Well, I wouldn't mind getting some.
I'd be happy to send you a couple. Just write your address and I'll send it to you.
Yeah, okay. No worries.
Okay, I'll send you two tubes.
Yeah.
Do you
have to go to the doctors to get them or do you?
No, we just ordered it online.
From Amazon? Amazon, was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can just go to the farm places and get horseworm. That's what I did. That's got ivermectin in it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all you have to do. That's right.
Yeah,
that's
hold on.
Yeah, just go to he'll show you the thing that they sell, right?
Yep.
You just have to go to a horse livery stable or whatever you guys call it. Bioresonance, yep. Have heard of that as well.
There you go, right there, Brett.
Ivermectin with the horse right on it.
Yep, okay. No worries.
Try that first and then let me know, okay? Just send me an email if you want me to mail it out to you.
Okay.
But if it's hard for you to get it, I'll be surprised if these guys don't have it, then you aren't going to get it. And they probably wouldn't let it come into the country.
Yeah, that's how it comes.
Yeah, that's it, right? So, you know, the dose is for 1,500-pound horse,
animal.
Right?
Yeah.
So we just
use a tiny bit.
Yeah, take a pin. Just stick your finger in there and just put it at the bottom of your feet or people take it right in their mouth and swallow it with juice, right?
Yeah, it tastes like sour Granny Smith apples.
Yeah, like bean apples. That's what it tastes like. So
no worries. Yeah. Wow.
So let me know. Anything. That's what we're here for. We help each other, right?
Yeah, definitely.
If you know the molecular weight of ivermectin, you can stimulate the bioresonance.
Yeah. So it's like it's a frequency. So if you know the molecular formula of ivermectin, you can calculate its molecular mass or molar mass or molecular weight, and then you can program the correct frequency and use bioresonance to stimulate your own
body's immune system, right?
Yeah, I have got two bioresonance devices. So one is Spooky 2 and the other one is Qi Quan. Let me type it down. So Spooky 2 and Qi Quan. There are actually many other brands. So I use Spooky 2 and Qi Quan. There's also Bicom.
That works with the that's the bioresonance machines, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, Spooky 2 and Qi Quan. That's what he's saying, Brett. It's also something very, very good to have, especially for those people that are jabbed, right?
Yeah.
Last year, I was hospitalized for 2 months.
Yeah. You
know? Mm-hmm. For lots of issues, I had heart failure, so-called. I had edema, cellulitis, nerve damage. What else do I have? Eye ulcer, right? Ulcer in my left eye. So lots of stuff, lots of problems caused by diabetes, right?
Caused by what?
No, caused by diabetes. Diabetes related.
I couldn't hear you.
Diabetes.
Oh, diabetes. Okay. Yeah, it's your voice is very muffled on our end. Okay. Yeah, that's why.
Okay.
I got it.
Yeah, so I had heart failure. You believe it?
Yeah, I believe it. You're a walking miracle.
Only 20% ejection rate, you know? My heart is only beating 20%.
Wow.
Normal, it's like 50 to 70%.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm walking fine, you know?
Yeah. Well, so how is it now?
Sorry?
How is it now?
How old?
Your heart. How is it now?
Okay, I haven't evaluated it, but I'm walking fine. I don't need a walking stick anymore. Yeah. Good. When I was out of hospital, I still needed a walking stick.
Yeah. Yeah, cane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Well done.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that could not have been fun, 2 months in hospital.
Yeah, right.
Right.
And
two hours in hospital is enough.
Yeah. It didn't cure me, actually. You know, hospital didn't cure me. It actually made my condition worse.
Now, of course they did, because they're not there to heal you. They're there to kill you.
Or to make a lot of money first. A lot of money first. And they might kill you in the process.
You know what I call hospitals? Torture chambers.
Yeah.
That's what I call them. Torture chambers. Yeah, I want nothing to do with them. So, good for you. Wow. Yeah.
Well, that's what we have to end up doing, eh? We have to start being our own doctors, right?
Our own doctors, yes. My mom told me that when I was a young girl of like 11 or 12 years old. And she said, after you have a baby, she said, you'll know what I mean. And boy, did I ever know what she meant. Yep. And ever since then, yep, I've pretty much treated myself all herbally, homeopathic, or mostly herbs, right? And vitamins. So that's how I treat my heart condition.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of trust in the divine that I'm going to be here, right? Mm-hmm. So
you have to, don't you?
Well, yeah, you have to trust it. Yeah, and you use the terahertz. Yeah. We have one of those as well.
Oh, yeah, I can show you my...
There's the wand there.
One?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Itera. Yeah.
I got the pro version. I mean, the premium version.
Yeah.
It's gray in color.
Yours is gray. Okay. You've got the super duper one.
Yeah.
He's got the next one up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and there's going to be a whole bunch of these wands. Healing wands, all kinds of stuff. Those are all the patents that have been released. The 6,500 patents, they are slowly coming into the markets, right? And so, because we're going to be taking care of ourselves. But every one of us is going to have a med bed. or a celestial chamber in their home anyway. So we don't really, I mean, we still have to take care of ourselves. We still have to eat properly. We have to exercise and do all that stuff, right? It's there for emergency. And you know what I found out? I found out that if you're dead within 72 hours, we can bring you back on one of those machines.
Oh, really?
I thought it was only 37 minutes. So we were planning, like in the Caribbean islands, some of them to go from the north to the middle would take longer than 37 minutes. So I'd already put in plan that we would have emergency medical helicopters, right? To be able to bring people to, because we had to figure out where we were going to put the healing centers, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, but then now I found out that it doesn't matter. You can be dead for up to 3 days. I don't know why you'd be dead for 3 days, but let's just say you're hiking, right? And you fall and you're by yourself, which you should never be. And somebody comes across you, as long as it's within 72 hours, he can take you to a med bed and bring you back.
Yeah.
So that's incredible.
Yeah.
What's the normal time now of like, till they say, oh, you're brain dead? Is that?
Technically, from a physical perspective, is about 8 minutes. If you're, if your physical body is starved of oxygen for about 8 minutes, you'll die or go brain dead.
Yeah, but it will still fix it. It'll still fix it.
Yeah, med beds will fix it.
The damage done to your brain will all get redone, right?
Right. Yeah.
Because it'll show up as an anomaly, right? Yeah. Something's wrong. It's not the way your template. Remember we talked about that? Did you get that? It's based on the template. The light body, which is a mirror of your physical body. So even if you don't have, you know, a uterus or a gallbladder or something's missing, it's there. The pattern is there. So it reproduces it.
Yeah,
exactly. So it'll put back my gallbladder that they took out when I was in my early 30s. Because I had severe, I'd been sick like for over 10 years. And then finally, that was it. Like I'm very lucky I didn't fall with my 18-month-old baby in my arms.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened, but anyway, I did it all standing up. I had my last attack and I knew I was going to pass out, right? And I knew that my time was done and I had to go. I ended up spending something like 15 hours in an emergency at my local hospital waiting for the surgeon, who was doing operation after operation after operation. He finally got to me 15 hours later. And then I got mine, right? So, and I was like a brand new woman when I woke up. Honestly, I was a brand new woman. So it's going to be really weird to have that thing back in my body again. But and I've managed, you know, it's not a good thing that they took it out because I don't have enzymes now to break down my food. So my digestion area has gotten really horrible, causing all kinds of other stuff, you know, in the colon, right? It's all related. And so I've had to take enzymes. Every time I eat, I take enzymes so that I can break down my food. So it created a whole bunch of other problems. Fortunately, I've got it under control after all these years, but it was quite the journey, but it taught me a lot, right? It taught me a whole lot. So I'm actually looking forward to not having to do this anymore. And we spend something like between the two of us, we probably spend $500 a month just on vitamins.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm pretty lucky. I have his
eyes. Well, for my seizures, I take magnesium bisglycinate. That costs $48, right? Like it's not cheap. The vitamins and all that kind of stuff are not cheap. I take 400 milligrams of bisglycinate, and then I take 400 milligrams of B2, and that was told to me by a neurologist who has seizures and like me, And he told me that, I said to him, well, that's great. How long do I have to take that? And he goes, forever.
400 milligrams of what? Well, it was 400 milligrams that you have to take.
Yeah, of B2 and magnesium bisglycinate.
Okay.
Mel
had a seizure about 4 years ago. Just before we left, we went through a lot of stress before we left on our trip.
Yeah.
And I ended up with, what did I have? Shingles.
Yeah, this is it here. Melanie, look. That's how you spell it here.
Yeah. We got some of that. We've actually got some.
Yeah, bisglycinate. It has to be that one, okay? Because there's different ones, but it has to be this one.
Bisglycinate.
That's what's important. The bisglycinate, whatever. Bisglycinate.
Glycinate. Okay,
that's good. 400. So B2.
Yes.
And you can only get it in a health food store here. You will not find it in a local place where they sell vitamins. B2 is like a hidden secret. So I get it at a health food store.
Yeah,
that's like what bananas would give you that.
Yeah. I don't know. I have to have.
I don't know if I wear pajamas, but
yeah,
B2.
That's
new.
So I take four of those, right, and two of the other ones. It's just. If I miss, sometimes I forget to take it, I will get a mini seizure. And Gio knows because he usually has to pull me out of it so I don't go into a full-blown one. He knows how to get me out. So that's been going on for the last 5 years with him. But stress will do it. Stress will also do it.
Stress will, yeah,
and some medications. If you're taking medications, they also will make you pass out.
We're not on any medication, so that's a good thing.
So that was real stress then for her.
Is someone getting seizures?
She was. Mel had 4 years ago.
She had one. You had one when you were younger, and then she had one about 4 years ago.
Yeah. Do you know how to balance somebody energetically through the chakras?
No, not really. Not,
that's what you need to learn to do. If you can learn to balance her, like if you put your hands on the first and seventh chakra until you get until you feel it even, then you go to the second and sixth, the third and fifth, and then the heart one.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Completely your balance. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, if you can learn to give her a, or you can take if you take props Reiki lessons, you can learn how to do that.
Yeah. No, I've done Reiki, but I haven't done that.
Okay. Learn how to balance the chakras. So once you learn how to do that, you'll be able to help her pull her out of a seizure.
Yeah. Okay.
It works like a charm for Luna.
It's what he's been doing for 5 years. So, and I now can tell him when I need it. I can actually feel when I'm out of balance.
Oh, you can feel it sort of coming on.
I can feel it. I can also feel the seizure coming on too.
Okay.
Yeah, she can tell the difference between high blood pressure, low blood pressure, and a seizure coming on.
And the seizure. Yeah. So I'm believe me, I'm very well versed on my body. Yeah, we talk to each other well.
Good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing. It's a very good thing. It's been my lifeline.
Yeah.
Wow. And I check my blood pressure because it goes up and down. Like, I mean, like, you know, really high. It can go up to not anymore because I've got this too.
Yeah.
This has helped my blood pressure a lot. This is Tesla.
Okay.
It's a Tesla biohealer.
Yeah.
Costs about $600 American dollars.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is keep it within 3 feet of you. I actually sleep with it on my bed.
Yeah.
And it keeps me, my blood pressure used to go up to 180, 90, he says even over 200.
Yeah,
but mostly it would be around 80, 90.
I've seen almost pushing 220 a couple times.
220, yeah. And now the highest that I get is 160.
Okay.
That's after 2.5 years now of having this. And when I'm not around it, so say I'm gone for a day or I forget for the day, my blood pressure will start to go up at night.
Okay.
And I check myself before I go to bed, because when it drops below 80 sometimes. That's the top number I'm talking about, but the bottom number also goes down.
Yeah, okay.
Like to 50, which is not good. So, yeah, so I keep tabs on myself.
My blood pressure, I was out snowboarding, and I'm not really good with the cold, but I went snowboarding for the first time. I crashed and broke my arm, and my arm was just like up like a, it just snapped, and you can see it. So I freaked out.
Yeah.
Said the F word a couple of times.
Yeah, well, that'll do it. Trauma.
And people were like, all the skiers were hanging around and that. And then they said that my blood pressure was so high.
Yeah.
And I said, I just need a cigarette.
Yeah, if you do a chakra balance on her, when her blood pressure is high, it'll push it low. If her blood pressure is low and you do a balance on her, it'll push it higher.
It makes it normal. Yeah. You know, not high, but higher.
Normal.
Like 10, 20, 25 points.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So that's the trick, is keeping the chakras balanced. It's made an incredible difference in my well-being and my health.
And so do you just do that sometimes? Like even when you don't feel it, your blood pressure going up, you just get the balance
Just do the balance. Do it every couple of days.
You know? Yeah, the reason for that is what happens is, and Luna had a bad case of bad body memory. So her body was actually reminding her of either high or low blood pressure and even a seizure, right? So we had to reteach her body memory not to respond to what it normally learned to do. So once you get rid of all the body, if you're just consistent and just whatever it wants, don't do, just get her back normal. It's a little bit of work in the beginning. But once you get her normal, then let's put it this way. In the beginning, I used to do balances on her almost three, four times a day.
Standard were three, four, some days four. But I'm talking every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Is that because she had seizures?
Because
my blood pressure was really terrible as well. Like, I'm dealing with both, right?
Yeah. But now we do it maybe once every third, fourth, fifth day, sometimes a week. Yeah.
I can even go 2 weeks now.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is pretty incredible.
It is.
So, yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. Until, you know, the other thing that Guy was, look on the chat and see what he was saying about his bed.
Yeah. You can turn it into a
coil and turn it into a med bed.
Can I tell you one more thing?
Yeah.
I had a seizure. Well, I was in a video shop with my dad. I would have been about 6 years old or something. And when I had that seizure, I saw myself outside the ambulance at the
like you were out of your body and you actually saw yourself, like looking down kind of thing?
Yeah, like it was raining and we were at the crossing zone.
Yeah, you were probably out of your body. I do it all out of your body. Yeah, I've done it all the time. I do it a lot.
It might not have been a seizure.
Yeah.
Well, I collapsed and then I called the ambulance and then I just remember it was raining and then seeing the back of the ambulance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you haven't had an out of the body experience and you experience one for the first time, it can be a little scary.
A lot scary, I would think.
Yeah. My first experience was when I was about 8 years old.
And as soon as he told his parents, 2 weeks later, he ended up in at a psychiatrist's or psychologist's office.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He's lucky he didn't get Medicaid.
Yeah, I don't talk about it too much.
Keep it to yourself.
I learned very young, at a very young age, to keep my mouth shut. But as soon as when I was old enough that people would actually listen, or, 21 years, then I started talking about it a little bit more. Yeah. Now I don't have a problem with it at all.
No.
It takes to about then, doesn't it? To about 20 years old when you can actually open up to people, because
Parents,
not us. We were over 30 before we could talk to people freely.
Yeah.
People, by the time we were 35 years old, people were coming to find us, right?
Yeah. When we were growing up, there weren't very many books to look at. Hardly any people you could talk to. Things were, very quiet.
I tell people I came out of the closet, not as a gay, but I came out of the closet at 35. Where I could actually just be me,
Yeah, a lot of what I do is most of it's self-taught.
Melanie, you've got some gifts. You have some gifts too.
I got a couple.
She's got a few. I know she doesn't want it, and that's what they call a spontaneous out of the body, right? Yeah, that's hard. It's a hard thing.
Melanie's seen that as a bad thing. At the start. Said, "Oh, my parents did."
No,
she didn't understand, right? That's normal. That's very normal. Because she didn't understand it, but
Just remember that you can go out multiple different ways, and you can go out different bodies, and you can also land on different dimensions or realities.
Yeah, and he does all of that. And he has done all of that. So.
I've gone out in the astral body and walked through walls. It's like you can feel yourself oozing through. It's a really creepy feeling.
Into the Vatican was the same.
I've even gone out as an orb.
St. Michael's Square and the cathedral, right? Through there. Boy, I felt that as if they didn't want me to go in.
Yeah,
I
went slimy.
Because I wanted to see the Pietà, the statue. That's why I wanted to go see. I just thought it was beautiful. I always got something from it, looking at pictures. So I wanted to see it in real life, right? Standing there. And but the sludge that I had to go through, and in the catacombs, it was even worse.
Yeah, that's so creepy. God knows
what kind of horrible stuff was going on under there. But out of body, tell them about the one story. I don't know if you've heard his one story in recent. In the last 3 years ago, I guess it was.
Teleporting? Teleporting? Yeah.
Tell them that story.
I went to my cousin's, and sometimes I'll sleep in the basement.
Yep. So about a half hour away from here.
So anyways, I'm there, and it's getting late at night. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning. So finished a movie and it's getting bad time. And I normally plug my phone in by the microwave. So I'm up in the kitchen grabbing my microwave or my phone, and I'm sort of going through my messages, right? After getting all, charger and stuff in my hand, I'm going through my messages, and I'm slowly turning around as I'm doing my messages, and I look up and I'm already in the basement.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Physically went through the floor into the other
teleportation. That's crazy.
I did it once, only once.
What do you say, that spontaneous, right?
Did
not plan it.
We weren't even trying to, it just did it.
I figure as he was turning, the little steps he was taking side, he was actually teleporting at that time, but wasn't, because he was so entrenched in his phone, he didn't even notice.
Yeah, and I had another time, and one and only time, no, sorry, one time, but I did it twice in the same sitting. Yeah. I did a, I went, this back when I had my store, and I got out, got up and went, sat down in my chair and letting the dog out, you know, to the washroom in the morning. So I'm sitting in my chair. And then as soon as my head hit the back of the chair, I went into a, what do you call it? A instantaneous deep dream. What do you call it?
A lucid dream.
Lucid dreaming. Yeah. So I went into a lucid dream. And then while in the lucid dream, I go out of the body in the lucid dream in a conscious state. And it, wow. And yeah. So I came back and then I went back in it again, a different place.
Yeah. Did you remember when you woke up?
Yeah.
Did you remember? Yeah. You.
Oh yeah. Remember, oh right? Yeah. 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 I always.
It was conscious. That was
you
conscious.
No, you had no record. You had no power over.
Yeah. Anytime I go out of the body or do a teleportation, anything like that, I always remember consciously where I've been.
Okay, but her question was, did you do it consciously, right? And
no
ill effects.
Yeah, it's spontaneous when I go out. In other words, I can feel myself going out, but I don't force it to go out. I'm sort of like pulled out. But once I'm out, I can come back anytime I want. I just concentrate on moving my finger, and it just pops me back in. It
comes right back in.
But I've been.
Sometimes.
But you have to be careful though of one thing. Sometimes when you come back too fast, you can not come into your body. Like 100% square, so you can like you might come in sideways, right? So when that happens, it's sort of like being in a what's that called when your body's
in a frozen state.
No, it's a
catatonic.
Catatonic, that's the word. You're in a catatonic state where your body's asleep, but you're consciously awake inside your body.
Can talk about that because that's happened to me twice.
Yeah, it's a bit of a creepy feeling.
And I woke up out of a sleep. This is two different occasions. Mm-hmm. And the first time, I wasn't even able to move my head, but I was completely conscious. My eyes were all awake, and mm-hmm. I wanted to get out of bed, but I couldn't feel my body. So I knew my body was there. I knew it was there because my head was, you know, here. So I could kind of, I just knew. It's not because I could feel my body, but in essence, I could feel it in a different way, if you know what I mean, right? I just knew that the body was there. So I heard my guides saying, it's okay, just breathe, right? It'll just take a few minutes. And it did. And then I was able to move. The second time that happened to me, and it wasn't the next day or whatever, it might've been a week later, I don't remember. I could move all of my neck. So I had total control of my neck, sideways, up and down, but my body, no, nothing, not a finger, nothing. I could, again, that was because my body, I left my body. When we sleep, we leave our bodies. That's
when you
normal.
Go dreaming. Yeah, when you go dreaming in an unconscious state.
Yeah, you're dreaming.
I have to make myself wake up to wee, to go to the toilet, and I just went, I can't do this anymore.
I didn't even know I was doing it. So, I just didn't go in properly. And I don't know if they fix it or if I did it subconsciously, but then I was able, you know, a couple of minutes later, I was able to get up out of bed and everything was normal.
Yeah.
You ever wake up when you feel like you've fallen, but you haven't quite hit the bottom?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. But I think I now I can, and because that used to happen to me when I was younger, before these experiences, I believe that that's what that was, an out of body, and my body was coming back.
Yeah. I always have dreams about falling. A long distance.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe that's out of body. Don't you, Gio?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Say that again. I missed it.
Have you ever dreamed that you're falling and then you wake up?
Yeah.
Like Like, but just before the slam happens, you wake up.
Yeah, I've actually been killed in a dream and then woken up.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, it's like, it's like you're getting jolted awake, so to speak.
Yeah, sometimes I think never, it's past life.
I've fallen off buildings and everything, but I always land straight away. So I go off the building, but it's like the ground's right there.
Wow.
And I sort of just land and go, huh, it's all good.
Huh. And then get, okay. So you're practicing out of body.
Yeah.
Like I haven't done for a long time. That was mainly when I was a kid.
When you were a kid.
It was always grass. So I'd fall to grass every time.
Yeah.
Wow. Didn't you have that feeling of falling?
You never got that feeling, no?
No, but I can fly.
You can fly, huh? So you've done that part.
Yeah, because you'll be in.
You've done that as well.
Yeah, you'll be in your light body when you're out of the body. You're in your light body, so you can fly.
Yeah.
Crazy. And that is what 5D is actually about. Yeah, flying without wings. That's right. That's what we're going to be doing. I don't know if it's going to take 5 years or 10 years, but eventually our society is going to be nothing but that.
Yeah. Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, it is. That's where we're going.
I was just saying, Melanie, we just come back from the beach and we're looking at the clouds and I said, my whole life, all I've thought about is just flying, teleportation.
Oh, yeah, you'll see that soon. That's coming from the teleportation part. I know.
Yeah.
Those technologies, Brett, are coming out with, I believe they're going to come out. Gio says, you know, he doesn't know how soon, but I believe they're coming out together, replicators and teleportation.
And when a lot of our DNA sort of comes online, we're going to be able to do that ourselves without any sort of outside source, aren't we?
That's
what I feel anyway.
Yeah, you have to raise your vibration, right? It's about raising your vibration. So
all sorts of things are going to slowly come in as you go.
Trump just spoke about it yesterday, that he's going to build 10 cities and release all his technologies and flying stuff for all of the normal people.
That was the CPAC.
Speech before that, I think it was, before the
CPAC. Who was that?
It was about 3 minutes. Trump said that when he comes back, he's going to release all his new technologies and that people will be able to get vertical flying and stuff on their properties and things.
Can you post that in Telegram? Can you post it or Signal?
Yeah, I'll find it and I'll post it on there.
Great. Thank you. Yeah. Look for that, Brett.
Yeah, great.
He's frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you can hear me.
Yeah.
So,
he's frozen.
Yeah. Well, he's in Australia and Glenn is in New Zealand.
Okay.
All right.
And Gia's
in Singapore.
Singapore.
But
okay.
I always have trouble when I'm talking to Brett and Melanie. It always freezes. It never freezes this long, but I always have trouble.
I can hear you and everything normal.
He's gone. Yeah, we have no trouble with you when we talk, right? But when I talk to Brett and Melanie, that always happens. So actually it lasted this long. It was incredible to not have them freeze up until now. But and I don't know if that's because they're being blocked or who knows, right? They're in Australia.
Just be internet provider.
No, because now they're in a different place than they were before. So I'm sure it's a different provider, right? So I just think there are certain places, Singapore also, I don't really usually have a whole lot of time to talk when I'm doing projects, right? I try and do it really quick and I feel terrible because I don't know if they can follow me, but I do it because just to get it done. I don't want it interrupted, right? I want to get it done for them and then I can send them their template. So, I was going to check and see when, what I've got on you. So just give me a minute. I'm going to check. Sorry. Craziness. That was really a great discussion on out of body and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Was
good
it
that we had some people, you know?
Gio, was it you that said that you woke up after getting killed?
Broke up.
Yeah, because I've had that a few times where not actual to the death, but like you're fighting for your life and then all of a sudden you wake up.
Sometimes
you feel like you're punching underneath the pillows or under your blankets where your arms are not really doing anything. It's like all of a sudden your power's pulled back. Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on? And you wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had some weird and funky things happen to me while in dream state and out of the body and teleportation. And it's like, I've done a lot of really strange, weird things. So
it's weird for me, too, because I've also had dreams like nightmares and stuff. And then later on, it comes true. Mm-hmm. So what?
Yeah. That's called a prophetic dream.
Yeah, but they're not normally dreams that you want.
No, not necessarily.
It's horrible, so you hope it never happens, and then it happens, it's like, oh, no.
Yeah, just remember that when you got that you're not the messenger, right? It's you're not in control of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just tapping into the all-knowing, which is not a bad thing.
The great things.
Maybe I should ask if anyone has any questions. We're pushing about an hour and a half now, so do you have any?
Don't leave yet. I'm checking something for Guy.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to leave yet. No, I was just asking if anyone has any questions so I can answer them for them.
I've got a quick one about about whiplash. Does it? I've been following whiplash for a while and just because I'm trying to work out what's going on with cryptocurrencies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it. I have no idea what's going on with that. What's his whole... his whole deal, because he
might need to put him onto Patty too, Luna.
Yeah, are you talking about with whiplash per se, or with the RV in general?
No, just whiplash. What he's doing with the I don't know. He seems to have all these. I don't understand. That's the thing.
Yeah,
he needs a certain amount of XLM, and then they can release certain stuff for Africa, and then for Zimbabwe and America. And I think
he's doing a little bit of crypto coins and things, right? I think he has his own crypto the coin stuff. But we have to remember, myself personally, I think everything he does is all 3D. Like, he's a banker, right?
Yeah, okay.
So because he's a banker, he thinks 3D stuff. I mean, I don't know anything about him. I've never met the man, but, that's the impression I get.
I thought it might have been in lines with when you had a meeting once, you were talking about buying assets from the deep state assets that were put back into the system and they were buying them through.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, there's different assets. For instance, when Trump was, he's still in power, but back in the a few years ago, he was able to capture back all the gold in the world that was confiscated through the Vatican and through the Philippines. There's some in the Grand Canyon. There's gold all over the place, but those are the major places. So at any rate, there's a bunch of a bunch of trust funds like the Saint Germain Trust Fund, and there's also monies coming from the birth certificates as well. So there's lots of money there, but he, per se, is like I said, he's more myself. I think he's more 3D.
Yeah.
If you,
I think that what who was it that was asking that? Was it you, Brett?
Yeah, Brett.
About you said you didn't understand what he was talking about. You're talking about the crypto thing?
Yeah. Well, it is a lot of XLM and they're buying. I just don't understand it. Like,
it's, it's about having a wallet. Right? About what the heck's our wallet called? Lobster.
Lobster, yeah. Yeah. Just bring it up now.
And what's going to happen is,
I've got a lobster wallet. You guys help me get one of them, but I don't understand how to buy that sort of stuff. And I don't know whether it's worth
He's got it. So,
yeah.
It's got to, you're going to have to learn. Yeah. You're going to have to learn, Brett, because I believe that's where they're going to put our monies.
Okay.
That's just me. It's going to be digital.
Yeah.
So we are, they will open one up for you if you haven't got one, but if you've got one, just take it. And I don't know, they're going to need that information. I'll guarantee you they're going to need it.
Yeah. Okay.
So we just got into it a couple of months ago. So Gio and I now have a wallet. So
I've only had one for a few months too.
Yeah. We're learning. The thing is, you have to.
It's slow. I can send you some websites for you to go on to get some instructions.
Yep.
Okay. They have videos that show you how to buy, how to swap, how to that kind of stuff, and it's like step by step.
Yeah, just be careful because there are still some cryptos which are duds. They're not good. In other words, you put money in them and they won't go anywhere.
But not the ones that he that
no Whiplash no 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 no,
or these
no they're
people.
Good.
These are good.
Yeah,
these
they're
websites
okay.
are bona fide. Okay.
Yeah, they're okay.
So I'll send you that information. I'll just make a note here. And.
I'll keep watching what he does. I don't really understand it, but I'm sure I'll get it eventually. But
it just seems like it's a lot right now.
Yeah.
FinTech pays 1% per day. FinTech, not FinTalk. It's FinTech. No, is it FinTalk?
It's a brand name.
That was FinTech.
Yes, FinTalk is a brand name for FinTech.
Oh, for FinTech. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So
it's a crypto. So lending platform, and it pays 1% per day of what you invest. But it may be a scam, see? So I'm putting a small amount just to test it out. Yeah.
FinTalk. Okay, well, I'll find out about that. I'll ask and I'll let you know. I'll let you guys know.
Actually, I'll give you a website that you can go to.
Actually, to check the issuer. Or the domain name. The domain name, right?
Yeah, I'll put it in chat here so you can just click on it. It'll take you to the website.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, that's where you can check all the, not the issuer, but the, what do they call that? You know, like ISO 222 dot whatever, that you just punch those in before you actually put money into it so you can tell if it's a scam or not. If it doesn't show up on the list, then it's a scam. Don't even go there, okay?
What if it's coming back to you and it says that you can't trust it?
Always says that. A lot of them say that they're scams. That's just because they don't want us doing it. But the only way to check is to check. The only way to check is underneath, when you're looking at them, underneath the name of whatever the coin is called, in brackets, there's the issue, not the issuer, because the issuer is a long name that's split. Okay, that's also important, but the one that's in bracket is what you would put in to this website.
Okay, it's called the domain. The domain.
That's it.
The domain.
Yeah. Okay, got that.
Who's that on iPhone?
RJ. Yeah.
It's RJ. Hi. It's the word you want is domain. Hi.
Domain. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So put the domain name in. And then if it comes up on the list, you know it's good.
Yeah. Okay.
And Guy, If you can check the chat, I sent you a couple of messages.
I have sent that thing through onto our Signal chat now, and I also sent it to you, Luna.
Did you?
It's got 47 written on it. On Signal? It's on your Signal, your private Signal, and it's also World Benevolent Signal.
Oh, good. Okay, so you guys can look it up there.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn.
Excellent.
Yeah, I just had to find which channel that I've seen it in.
Yeah, well, better you than
you
me.
See, so much stuff is trying to recall where you've seen it. If you don't save it at the time.
I know.
If we're all going to like crypto, how are like my parents going to go? They got no hope.
I know. I don't know how they're going to do that.
They will be keeping cash for a while, I think.
Initially, for long enough.
Initially,
it'll be a little bit hard for them, but we have to remember once we get the med beds, there's going to be a learning technology where you just sort of lay in the bed and it'll teach you something in a matter of seconds. Okay, so it's in the beginning it'll be a little confusing for them, but they'll catch on to it pretty fast.
Okay, well, that should help me too. I'm hopeless with this technology, really am. But anyway,
take that website down, save it somewhere because it's really super important.
Yeah, just click on both of them, and they're both the same. One takes you to another place in the same site, but they're both good. Click them and bookmark them.
Okay.
It won't download, Glenn.
Tools, yeah.
Why not?
My personal one won't download, so I'm going to go in the other one and see.
I'm getting it now. It's coming down.
It's coming down on World Benevolence Group, so.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
okay.
We get it. Thank you.
So good. Might be because you're using drawing so much power out of it anyway. Internet
with both and we're channels. On Zoom as well, right?
Yeah.
We're on Zoom.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I expect when I touch something, it should be,
We all do. Yeah. Well, at least we have a bit of patience. Our children don't when it comes to things with the internet.
No. Wait how fast our phones are going to be, and everything's going to be so much faster once we go through this flip, eh?
Yeah. And my children get real angry just trying to wait for something to download. It's like, you guys don't even know what dial-up is.
Yeah, dial-up. I remember dial-up. Yeah, 3 hours later, it's only halfway done. And that's tying
up. Yeah, sometimes a week.
Yeah, and that's tying up the phone line for the whole day.
Yep. And if someone rings, you got to start again if they want to ring you, because you got to plug it back into the phone.
Jesus. You lost it.
Dee, did you see my messages?
Yeah.
Did you? I need a response, please.
Yeah. I'm checking the. I'm checking the website.
Okay.
We've lost it.
Says zero results.
We still see everyone.
All right. Good people.
Well,
it's time to say goodnight. We still got work to do.
Yep, okay. I know. I got a newsletter I got to put together.
Yeah, it's 12:30 already, or 12:40.
Yeah, so let's call it a night. And